This week's parasha is Va'etchanan, which has in it the first paragraph of the Shema, and there are a number of important halachot associated with the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. The Shulchan Aruch in Simasach Bet lists some of these halachot, the first of which is mitzvah ledakdek bot yoteha, that when one reads the Shema, one has to make sure that one's reading the words correctly and precisely. However, if a person doesn't read it accurately, then one nevertheless has fulfilled their obligation. So what does this mean? Obviously it doesn't mean if instead of saying Shema Yisrael, you say Shema Aharon. Oh, well, I misread the word Yisrael and I read it as something else. Obviously you haven't fulfilled your obligation in that sense. And even if you were to say Shema Yisrael, that's with a resh instead of an ayin, one also wouldn't have fulfilled one's obligation because that's a totally different word. Shamar with a resh is to guard something, whereas Shema with an ayin is to listen to something. But what it means is that one has to make sure in particular that one doesn't run words together. That's very easy, particularly in Hebrew, where you have words and phrases like al levavecha and bechol levavecha and bein einecha. It's very easy to run them into one word. So instead of al levavecha, you read it as al levavecha, where you've actually only got one lamed there, or bechol levavecha. Levavacha, it should be two lamads, bechol and levavacha, separate words. It's easy to run it together as bechol levavacha. That's in which way you've only got one lamad. So min hadin, that's your yotzei, but strictly speaking, you have to make sure that you read it as separate words. And even with words where the second word begins with an open syllable, so you've got bein einecha, that's it's very easy to run it together to bein einecha. That's as one word. You have to be careful to make sure that you separate them into two words. A further halacha is that you can read Shema in any language. That's Shema b'chol lashon she'ata shomer. However you can hear it, then you can fulfill your obligation. That's interestingly, the Mishnah Brura says that you shouldn't do that nowadays, read it in any other language, because we're not really sure how to translate accurately some of the words. For example, the words of Shinantam, that's what exactly does that mean? So it's translated in some Sidurim as you shall teach it diligently, but the Gemara gives a number of options what the words of Shinantam actually means. Likewise, the word Tosafot, we translate as Tefillin Rosh. But what exactly is the meaning of the word Totafot? The Old Singer's Prayer Book used to translate it as frontlets, but when they redid the translation, they realized that the word frontlet doesn't really exist, and it's as obscure as the word Totafot. So therefore, it's much better to read it in the original Hebrew, and even if there's some uncertainty exactly how to precisely translate any particular word, it doesn't matter, because it's being read in the original Hebrew. And in any event, there's a mila in saying things in Lashon HaKodesh. Furthermore, there's a requirement that Shema should be said audibly. This is a machloket in the poskim, whether this is a requirement d'oraita, which is what the Rav had held, or a requirement midrabanan, which is what most rishonim of the opinion. That's lechatchila, but if b'diavad, that you read it so quietly that you can't actually hear every word, then you've fulfilled your obligation, provided that you actually enunciate each word with your lips. If you just read it with your mouth closed and just scan the words with your eyes, then you haven't fulfilled your obligation. The Kaf HaChaim asks an interesting question. Is it that you need to just say every word audibly, that if there was a quiet room you'd be able to hear it, or is it that you actually need to be able to hear it? Nafka mina, if you're in a very noisy place, or saying Shema in a busy airport or something like that, that's, or a noisy shul for that matter, that's, and you want to do you need to just be able to enunciate the words properly, or do you actually need to be able to hear the words? And it seems from a number of poskim that you need to say it loud enough that you can actually hear it. The Shulchan Aruch does say, however, that if a person's ill or there's some other sort of onus, some extenuating circumstances which is preventing a person from being able to say Shema, that's enunciating, verbalizing the words, then you can say it in your heart or in your mind, that's, and you'll fulfill your obligation with that. Mishnah Berurah points out that what that means is that if you've got no other way of saying Shema, this is how you should say it. Rather than not saying it anyway, you should think about it and say it in your head. But if the ones changes and you become find yourself in a situation where you are able to say Shema, so then you need to go back and say it properly. Adkan.